Welcome, great patriotic friends, to Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because I am on a mission from Uncle Sam to make history as fun and exciting as one could possibly make a history podcast. By the way, if you're listening to this on iTunes, just so you know, I love a good review. So do me a solid and give me one. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. We'll talk about December 1941 plus. Bernie Madoff gets arrested. The Soviets condemn O Calcutta for nude scenes. And Jerry Lee Lewis marries his 13-year-old cousin. All right, so now let's get started. 1941, here are the headlines. The Evening Star says Germany and Italy declare war on the U.S. and sign new Axis alliance. The Robsonian, United States declares war against Germany and Italy. The Atlanta Constitution headline reads, Naval Base Air Depot at Manila aflame after merciless attack. The decision for America to go to war with Germany and Italy wasn't as unanimous as it was with Japan. There were a lot of German Americans who saw Hitler as someone who, through socialistic means but not communist, revived the economy of Germany after the Great War. President Roosevelt signed the declaration, muttering, "Everything seems to come in threes." The Office of Production Management ordered Detroit to cut automobile construction by 50%. Washington was considering banning the production and sale of new tires to conserve rubber for the war effort. If you had a flat, you'd just have to patch it up. There was also a mandatory 75% reduction in the manufacturing of jukeboxes and gambling machines, since the metal would be needed for the war effort. True story. 2008. Bernie Madoff gets arrested. He started out with a legit firm in 1960. The Bernie L. Madoff Investment Securities, LLC. However, he created an investment business advisory board in the 1990s, which was a Ponzi scheme in which he essentially used Peter's money to pay off Paul, if you know what I mean. Prior to his arrest, the Securities Exchange Commission probed into Madoff's business but couldn't find any evidence of wrongdoing. He hired his brother Peter as senior managing director and chief compliance officer, and Bernie's two sons, Andrew and Mark. Peter would get 10 years in prison, Andrew would commit suicide, and Mark would die of lymphoma in 2014. Due to a failing economy in 2008, Bernie's Ponzi scheme started falling apart as investors were taking out money faster than he could bring in fresh cash. The jig was up. He confessed his plan to his sons on December 10th, and his sons turned him in to the federal authorities immediately. The amount missing from client accounts, including fabricated gains, was nearly $65 billion. Madoff pled guilty to securities fraud, money laundering, and perjury, and was sentenced to 150 years at the Butner Correctional Complex in North Carolina. And one of the many victims of the scheme was actor Kevin Bacon. Bacon. You know what bacon's great with? Eggs. You know what else is great with? Everything else. In 1969, the Soviets come down on O Calcutta for its nude scenes, calling it a sign of Western decadency. Russian children book author Sergei Mikhailkov condemned the Broadway play, calling it pornography, a general striptease that is one of the slogans of modern bourgeois art. Lighten up. And finally, 1957, 22-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis secretly marries his 13-year-old second cousin, Myra Gail Brown, while still married to Jane Mitchum. The killer had first married when he was 16 to Dorothy Barton, the daughter of a local preacher. Mitchum became his second wife in a shotgun ceremony and before he had divorced the previous Mrs. Lewis. The marriage to Myra would last until 1970, and at last count, Jerry Lee has been married 7 times. And so that is your December 11th recap on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page, and let me know what your thoughts are on today's EP. For instance, did you ever invest with Bernie Madoff? If so, that's a bummer. Or have you ever seen O Calcutta? So yeah, let me know what your take is. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Father Flanagan, the mayor of Silicon Valley, laundry detergent, and the queen of mean, Leona Helmsley. So don't miss that. In the meantime, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.